Yes, welcome back to Morning Glory. A little bit later in the show, we're going to preview the Storm versus the Panthers. About to do South and Manly, but Spitwater pressure cleaners, some rugged reliability, brand new look. Benny Hogarth got some text messages coming through. We're just talking about disgusting things you've fallen in love with. The boards are just lit up.
Dean, I'm not going to mention his surname. Dean has written in saying, "Disgusting things I fall in love with, my ex-wife."
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
sledge.
Is he a certain, is he a hooker that used to play for the Illawarra Steelers?
I'm looking at the eighth over there.
Joey.
Your thoughts?
Nah, best not.
I've got another one here. Morning, boys. I'm in love with my foam roller. Lockdown has been lonely. I throw a leg over it and we get some hard loving.
Oh my God.
That is very good. You're in love with your compression
boots.
The
guy who trains me gave me the, you know, the boots of the players where they, you put them on and you...
Yep.
And they
get recovery.
Up. Yeah, the recovery boots. Yeah. Like them.
Tell you what, but I'm not in love with is what's happened with cricket, where they've changed batsmen
to batter.
To batter.
Well, here we go.
The next in rugby league and rugby union is they're going to ban the name hooker.
So hang on a minute. Have they really changed
the ICC? Yeah,
the ICC
has changed
the terminology.
Terminology batsman to batter.
Oh, right. Okay.
I think Warnie was on Sky News last night teeing off on it.
If it's a men's game, you can call them batsmen, and if it's a women's game, you can call them batters then.
See the controversy through the week.
Why doesn't have to be changed?
Where there was the schoolgirl netball competition.
Under 16s.
And all these blokes handed itself into a game, into the tournament, these boys, and they win by a mile. And understandably, there's a protest about it. You're going, and the... And the boss of Nepal's going, no, there's nothing wrong. We want to be inclusive. But it's, what? You know what I mean? Come on.
Everything's gone mad.
It has gone mad. I'm in love with my cardiologist. I went and saw him yesterday. Because I had,
oh, really?
I went and saw him 12 months ago. My cholesterol was 7.4, which is,
what's that from?
It was lots of nights out. Yeah, you know, you get hungover the next day, just eat anything.
Oh, I'm aware of the eating your feelings sort of concept.
Yes. Yeah. I ended up, mate, 93 kilos. And then with the fasting that Sammy and the boys, we all did, and just watching, not getting on the sauce too much, down to 3.4. Thanks very much.
There you go.
Yeah. I started to have morbid thoughts of mortality when I was 7.4. I was just going, oh, God, I'm going
to
die.
Oh, well.
Anyway,
live
I'm 50,
life.
It's going to happen. Sooner or later. Boys, tonight's...
The human heart is such a mystery.
It is. And a little bit later, we're chasing dreams. Tonight, the grand final qualifier, South versus Manly. Got to say, boys, in the last 5-6 weeks, in the important games you tip, you know, sometimes through the year, who's going to win, Penrith Power, you know, Penrith. But this game where you really want to put some thought into it, Joey, I reckon this has been the most difficult game to split for me.
I can't split them every day. I look at it and I change and chop and change all the time. For me, it comes down to an act of brilliance, sheer brilliance, and it's either Cody or Turbo is going to provide that brilliance. I just think Turbo will stand up in those big moments. I've got Manly by one.
It's funny. I've gone South by one. It's so tight, I reckon. Well, I reckon one of these games this weekend, this one the most likely be split by a point or be extra time game. What about the week off? Because for I think the way Melbourne prepare, and all the big game players they've got, I think it's undeniable that the week off is a huge advantage over Penrith, who might be starting to look a little tired.
And they're busted. They've got players who are carrying niggles all across the board.
What about South? Do you think it's as big for South Sydney?
I don't. I think at this time of year, Bennett comes into his own. I think there's a real sense of finality there because he's finishing up and Adam Reynolds is finishing up. I just don't think they're going to have it as easy against Manly as they did it against Penrith. But, Joey, I think you wrote in your column for the Herald a couple of weeks ago, the way that he managed after Latrell went from becoming an attacking team.
Into a defensive team.
And I could see that in that game against Penrith in round 23. The way I know they lost the game, but the way they defended in that second half, and Penrith only got them late in the game, I think it says so much. But whether they can stop Tom like Melbourne can stop Tom is another thing altogether. And I'm just not sure.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure whether they can do that. But I could not pick a winner. I can't believe they're $1.74 in the betting. I think it
should be $1.95.
What about with Brad Parker being out and Sully going in?
That's a that's interesting, isn't it?
That's a really interesting one because Brad's a really, you know, with Brad is in the last couple of years under Des, he's found consistency. He's 7 out of 10 all the time. You know what you're going to get. Sully could win him the game, or he could struggle defensively with his decision making. Because Reynolds is playmaking. This is the best Adam Reynolds I've seen ball play. He's doing the, you know, those double undershapes. He's doing a lot of bodies in motion. That could be really problematic for Manly. Manly looked last week, the one knock I got on Manly, I thought they still looked scratchy on either edge in their defence.
Okay.
And that's a big, tonight. Momorowski, like the speed of 2 weeks ago, the speed of Cody across the ground, Momorowski kept biting in. So tonight that's Morgan Harper. Morgan Harper and DCE. That's a big matchup.
Well, a Kawato on that edge as well, yeah?
Yeah, it is. Blake Taff tonight. You know, I reckon Manly will go on Blake and put him under pressure. Rather than kick high, I reckon they'll kick early and long. They do that. They did that against Parramatta. So if you look at the back three of Souths, it's Blake Taff, it's Jackson Polo, and it's Alex Johnson. Now, three of those blokes you don't really consider, Joey, to be yardage men of sorts.
Cherry likes to get that early kick away.
Mm.
It's going to be a great battle. I'm looking forward to the battle in the middle when Turbo's at his dangerous when he just gets one off the ruck and just charges behind to play the ball. And that's Cam Murray's area. I'm interested to see how Cam Murray attacks Turbo around the middle of the field.
So that's the hardest thing to split. Someone said to me yesterday, he's a Manly fan, what do you reckon? And I said, mate, I find it hard to bet against Tom, but I find it as equally hard to bet against Bennett this year.
Yeah.
In big games.
I love the pre-match presses between the two coaches. With Bennett. Bennett was told how Des has never lost a preliminary as a coach or a player. He just completely, that's a myth.
You know what we should do? If Des wins, if Manly win, we should all throw in. And after the game, take him to one of those blow bars where he gets a hair treatment and a champagne and his hair just styled.
What about
in like a bob.
Yeah, did you see last week after the game, he walked in like
he had wings.
It's like he had horns.
Yeah, he had wings coming off it.
It's like Tenacious D, you know, when Dave Grohl's just as the devil.
He is filling the role of the mad scientist. He literally looks like a mad scientist.
He
does. Looks like Doc out of Back to the Future.
What he does. What do you think, Joey? What do you think ultimately decides this game?
I just think it comes down to a moment of brilliance late in the game, whether it's a Cody Walker absolute, you know, peach of a pass, or it's a Turbo doing something where we all just go, oh, my gosh. It's going to come from one of those two players.
Jeez, I thought Jake was good last week.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful. Mm. That's the best piece of playmaking I've seen for a long while, that little hang ball he did for Tom. Those little combination plays.
Mm.
Very, very nice.
Poor old Jake. When you look at Tom, he's in a genetic freak. And you look at poor old Jake just waddles around.
It's like that movie, Twins, Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger, where Tom goes, really? We're twins.
He looks cranky, Jake. I love
it. He does.
That's what I love about him. He's
the world's nicest bloke.
He is the world's nicest
guy. You know, he cuts blokes in half on the field and
apologizes.
I'm sorry. Oh, sorry, mate.
That's what
the dearest like.
Sammy Verrill said when he played against Jake, because they know each other from the Northern Beaches. He said Sammy Verrill said he got cut down by Jake, and as they're getting up, he said, "You okay? You okay, Sammy?"
You know what I like about Tom, though? Every journo, I reckon, would have Tom Trbojevic's number. Now, he's the best player in the game at the moment.
Yep.
He takes every call, answers every question.
Turbo does.
Yeah, never. Nothing's ever too hard.
Mate,
no interviews too much.
They're cracking really, young blokes. They're when real Lewis used to play for Manavale Raiders, which is their junior club, they'd play on a Friday night and then down the junior footy on Saturday or Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, they'd be there. Running the line, cooking the barbecue, you know, running the water for different teams. Jeez, they're cracking young folks.
Chris Anderson once said about Tuara Nikau when he had him at Manly. Had him at Melbourne. And he said, mate, Nikau is such a great leader. Like he said, a couple of things he used to say all the time. Once is they bung on a really hard training session and Blaze would be going, oh, no. He goes, mate, boys, it takes more energy to whinge than it is just to do it. And he's just saying with the media. People say, oh, I've got to do this media call. And they go, oh, no. And he goes, boys, it's easier to just comply and just be polite and do it than it is to be an ass.
Yeah. Just do it.
Just being ass.
What about
you never said you were.
No, sometimes.
Had moments.
Prickly. Yeah, there were issues moments. At times.
But it's funny sometimes you get some players that, like I had a player recently come up and we're talking about something and he said, oh, you blokes are always into me. And I said, mate, I can't even remember mentioning you.
I tell you one of the weirdest things, I won't say the player's name, he was a former Queenslander though. He once said to me on a kangaroo tour, he said, oh, I hate this particular Courier Mail journal. I said, why? I said, he's the nicest bloke in the world. He said, oh, he once gave me a 4 out of 10 for an origin in the player ratings. I said, oh, mate, you can't worry about that. I said, you can't worry. I said, those player ratings, the journos do them off the top of their head right on deadline. Half the time they've been watching, one eye on the computer, one eye on the game. And I said, how'd you go? And he said, I only played 15 minutes because I was off the bench. I said, that's why. That's why, mate. I only got the 4. And he said, I've been holding on to that for 3 years. I didn't know. I've been blanking this poor old bloke.
Well, yeah, when Zorba worked at, was he working rugby league week there for?
Yeah.
Zorba was doing the player ratings on Manly, right, under an alias. And the players didn't know. And the bloke who Zorba was competing with in the position whinged one day that, I don't know who this bloke is, but he's giving me 5 out of 10. It was Zorba.
Zorba-like.
What do you reckon, boys? Storm and Penrith, if you ask those sides now, well, let's say styles make fights, who do you think, for instance, the Storm would like to play?
Manly, because they've got them twice of late, don't you reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think they'd care.
Yeah, what about Penrith? Is there a favourite for Penrith?
Well, if you ask me, Penrith just cannot win. They're busted. Coming to the end, they look tired, and the Storm coming off that week off, and they're full strength. I just cannot see Melbourne getting beaten.
Okay.
So load up on Penrith.
Boys, who wins? South and Manly, and by what?
I'm going to say South by 2.
Yeah, I'm going to go South by 1. I might ask, hey, Benny, can we ask our man, Jared Timms, how much will he give us? South's 1-6.
South.
1-6. And Alex Johnson and Jackson Pollard to get a try. How about that?
You're a desperate.
I am a desperate. And under 45.5 points. Is that good? Spend all that down?
Last time Melbourne played South, it was 50-0.
Yeah, but they're not just, playing South. It's
but
Manly.
I'm just, with, if South do get through and it's the grand final, that was the last time. So
okay.
I think Storm want to play either Manly or South.
Okay. Joey, you've gone Manly by 1.
Manly by 1.
Well, it's going to be very, very exciting. We're going to take a break. I tell you, it's equally exciting finding out what's up Joey's nose today.